Hi everybody, this is Mary. It is November the 12th, 2007. And this is going to be, I guess technically I'd call it part four, but actually for BCT it's part three of my NLS book discussion. Back around the end of September, when I started downloading and reading books, I did a part three, which ended up on my podcast, but I never got it up here on BCT, so I thought that I should at least put it up here and do some editing and make a few modifications to it just to make sure that you get the final steps in the process of how to download NLS books and putting the key for your stream into the stream itself so that you can read books on the stream. And I did all of that. I'm going to integrate that podcast with some modifications into this one. And I believe that I recorded that podcast on the Olympus WS320, so the sound quality may not be what you're going to hear from this DS50, but you are going to hear the podcast. I'll try to normalize the volume and all that kind of stuff to make sure that it works. I'm going to talk a little bit about the stream and the fact that I have been using it for the past month. And I have really, really enjoyed using the stream. I still have the comments about it that I mentioned in the second part of this series. I really think we need to be able to navigate by percentages. That would just make things so much easier. And we need to be able to delete individual files within the music folder. That's another thing that I noticed I would really like to be able to do. But the stream has really become a part of my life because I had been using it, as I said, for listening to books, and it's just amazing. It seems like it's just something that's always with me, and I just can't stop listening to this stuff. It's just great to be able to download books and listen to them. This is the second month in a row in which I have reached my 30 books per 30-day period limit. And I can't download any more books until the end of my 30 days is up for the second month, which is in a few days. But there's just so much stuff out there, and there's so much interesting stuff out there, and it just is amazing that I can download this stuff and listen to it, and the quality is really, really good, and you can speed it up as much as you like. And you can do the same for podcasts. I do listen to my podcasts on this thing. It's just a neat machine to have around. I still don't use it for text files. I prefer, if I'm going to read a text file or a braille book, I tend to use another device for that. But for NLS books, there's just nothing that compares to this, at least not yet, because we don't have the NLS players out. However, I'm going to put the final podcast of the NLS process on here, and I hope that you'll find this interesting. I am going to edit. Take a few things out, put a few things in, maybe, but I don't think there's anything I really need to put in. And I'm using a different computer to do this, so this is not going to be in stereo. This is a 3-year-old IBM ThinkPad machine, which does not allow me to save files in stereo because the sound card is such that you can listen to stereo, but you cannot save them, at least not with Studio Recorder. And I'm using this machine because I managed to fry my laptop. It's back in Colorado being fixed. So, hope that you find this of interest, and here we go. It is September the 1st. Actually, it was October the 1st when I recorded this.
7:36 a.m.
7:36 a.m., and I had just gotten my NLS key, and I thought I would, having read the instructions as to how to do this, I thought I would give you some information about the key and how I get it onto my SD card. By the way, I'm going to put my SD card into my card reader of my PC. You could do this directly with the stream, but I'm not going to do that. What I'm going to do is put this into my card reader. What you get is an attached file that is attached to an email message. And I'm going to arrow to the subject and then arrow to the attachment so that I can tell you what everything is called here. And let's go to the subject.
HTTP attachment subject to read-only edit Mary Emerson's global.
Okay, net. That's who it's to me.
Date read-only edit Monday, October 1st, 2007, 7:04 a.m. From read-only edit NLS authorization.
It says it's from Humanware in the email, though, so I'm going to go to the subject.
Date to subject read-only edit Humanware Victor Reader Stream NLS book authorization.
Now, the file name has an unusual name, and I'm going to stop the speech and just read it to you in Braille.
Attachment.
Okay, now, it's us-nls.pilotkey, that's all one word, and after the word key is 0001-CA- humanware.serial, that's S-E-R-I-A-L, hyphen, and then it gives my serial number including the hyphens. And the file extension after the dot, after the last number of the serial number is KXO. That's K for whatever K usually stands for. Kudos. X is an X-ray, O as an optimistic. So what I'm going to do, first of all, is arrow down to the message just so I can get out of this attachment name. And I'm going to make sure I know what the first letter is. It's US for the file name, so I can find it. Okay, I'm going to arrow, or tab, to the message. And I'm going to push Alt and down arrow.
Menu bar.
Because I want to save the attachment.
Save attachments.
Okay.
Leaving menu. Save attachments dialog. Attachments list view. Us NLS.
Okay, that's a file name.
Save to edit. See / new.
That's where it's going.
Browse button. Save button.
And I'm going to push the spacebar on this. Okay, now I'm going to get out of the message.
List view, Outlook Express message list, attachment.
I'm going to save this message and the attachment, by the way, because I want to make sure that I have it somewhere. Even though this is just for the pilot program, it is something I want to save, just in case something goes wrong. Okay, I'm going to get out of the email program. I'm going to go to my computer, the Windows key M for desktop.
Desktop, folder view, list view, Internet Explorer,
340,
Microsoft Word,
M,
MP3 server,
M,
my computer,
and I'm going to push enter,
my computer, folder view, list view, local disk C,
and push spacebar on local disk,
folder view, list view,
enter,
not selected,
N for new,
folder view,
type a letter U,
using folder size, us NLS, the lock keys.
Okay, I stopped the speech. I'm going to do a control C for copy.
Copy.
And backspace.
Folder view list view. Not selected.
Backspace.
Folder view list view. Not selected.
And arrow down.
Removable disk H.
That is my little card that I've got, my SD card. I'm going to push enter.
Folder view list view.
And this has to go in the root directory, so I'm not going to highlight any folder name. I'm just going to do a control V.
Paste it.
The lock key zip. And it's now there. So now that I've got that, I'm going to get out of here. Now, eventually, once I put this into the machine, I am going to have to remove it from the SD card so that it doesn't authorize the key all the time. So what I want to do for the next step is to put the card into the stream, turn it on, and it's supposed to find the thing automatically. So I won't have to do anything once I turn it on. So I'm going to get out of my computer. I'm going to take the card out, and I'm going to pick up the stream. And I'm going to make sure I've got the power off. I think I do, but I'm going to switch it on and off just to make sure that it's off. Now it's on.
Welcome to Victor Reader.
And now it's off. I'm going to give it another second. I just want to make sure this thing was off. And I've got the volume turned up, so as you can tell, the speaker isn't very loud. So I'm going to slide the card in. And then I'm going to turn on the power.
Welcome to Victor Reader. 1. User key. Process.
And it gives the name of the book. So now I'm going to turn it off. Take the card out. And put the stream over here to my right. Put the card back into the card reader on the PC. And get into my computer and delete the file from the card because I don't want it to authorize more than once.
Desktop, folder view, list view.
My computer,
folder view, list
arrow
view,
down.
Steve, removable disk G. Removable disk H. Folder view, list view, not selected.
Type the letter U.
SNLS, the lock key 00Z.
And do a shift delete.
Confirm file delete dialog. Are you sure you want to delete SNLS?
And that is the KXO file. I'm going to push the routing button on Y for yes.
Folder view, list view, not selected. $VR
notes. And it's gone. And I'm going to get out of my computer. And then I am going to see if I can actually read a book. I'm taking the card out of my card reader. And I am going to put it in to the Victor. Turn it on. Go to the bookshelf. So I'm going to hit 1.
Bookshelf, talking books, 11, books, 1, heaven.
But that's not the one that I actually want to start with. I'm going to push the 6 key.
2, the gods themselves.
Ooh, that's a wonderful book.
3, tunnel in the sky.
That's another wonderful book.
4, the lane of heaven.
Another wonderful book. That's one that I wanted to read for 4 million years. I've read all the other ones in the series, but not that one.
6. Dragon Slayer. The Dragon Riders of Pern.
That's the next Dragon Rider book.
7. 90 Minutes in Heaven. City.
That's one I want to read, but I don't want to read it yet.
9. Over the River and Through the Woods.
That's another one by Simak, who's my favorite science fiction writer. I think that's the one I'm going to read first, but maybe not. Ooh, that's one of my favorite books in the world. A lot of these are books I wanted forever and just never got.
11. Soul Survivor. Now 13 unlikely mentors help my...
Okay.
10. Way Station.
I'm going to push play on Way Station just to show you that we can actually get in here.
Way Station. By Clifford D. Simak.
Okay, so we know we can get in here and do stuff. I'm going to turn this off for now. Oh, this is so cool, you guys. Well, it's a day later, and I've read a book clear through, and I'm on a second one. And I have a couple of extremely positive comments, which I suppose would reflect what happens when you switch from one type of media to another. I had the same sort of thought when I was switching from talking book records or discs to cassettes. One comment is that it's very strange at the beginning of a book not to hear the number of cassette sides in a book. It's a little bit disorienting, actually, and I suspect what I'll probably be doing for some books that I'm curious about that seem to be a bit longer than usual, probably go out to the NLS website and look at the catalog entry for that book just to see how many tapes it is. Of course, I won't be able to do that after a while because they're going to quit recording books on tape or copying them from digital to tape. And it's strange listening to these books that just go on, and you don't hear side three, book title, author's name, continuing on page, blah, blah. There's none of that in these books. They just go on, and you can navigate by going forward and backward with the four and six keys on the Victor stream. You can navigate depending on how they have it set up. Sometimes it's by chapter, sometimes it's by story. Suppose for cookbooks, it's probably going to be by recipe, but I haven't downloaded a cookbook yet. So that's kind of interesting. Also, just listening to these books just go on forever without any sort of marker as far as where you are is a little strange until you realize that you can set a bookmark, which I have done with the book I'm reading now. You can clear bookmarks or set them and go to them. It's really quite interesting. When you go to a bookmark, you have to use the numeric keypad to type the number of the bookmark that you're going to. In my case, I just had one, so I typed one and I pushed the enter key and I was there. For a two or three digit bookmark, although you can usually just use two digits in most cases, I don't know if anybody would ever have a three digit bookmark unless they are really trying to navigate around in a cookbook or something and want to leave a bunch of recipe bookmarks someplace. You would type the number in 10 for 10, 25 for 25, 341 for number 341. I don't know if you can leave that many bookmarks or not. And then you push the enter key and you're there. It really is very nice. And also, when you turn the machine off and turn it back on, you're still in the same place where you left off, which is interesting. So, it's kind of wild walking through these books and navigating around and stuff. And also, one kind of interesting thing is at the very, very end of a book, you don't hear anything about damaged tapes and what to do with them. It kind of leaves you hanging if you're not used to it. And so those are my comments for what they're worth on reading through a book. The quality of the sound is just incredible. The S's and the consonants are much crisper. The voice of the narrator is much clearer. One thing that's kind of interesting, I was reading a book yesterday that with a narrator, I tend to speed him up, and he has a very distinctive sound when you use the regular cassette machine to speed him up. But now, with the stream, you can speed somebody up and the voice pitch doesn't change. The only thing that changes is the speed of the speech. So that's kind of interesting the way that that works. But it works, and you don't get very much distortion either. So I'm certainly not complaining. I'm having a good old time with this. Especially since you can download these books and they're yours forever. They don't go away. They don't expire. They don't do anything. They're just there for you. As long as you've got the zip file and you unzip it into its own folder and then put the folder on your SD card, you're all set. Forever. You just have to have the space to put them. That's the only thing. And some of these can get pretty big. The biggest ones I've seen have been about 200 meg per book, and that's for the books that take about 27 to 30 hours. I've got a couple of those. And so they're pretty big, but the other ones are much smaller, especially if you're reading books that usually are 4 or 5 sides, 4 or 5 hours, some of them are 6 or 7 hours. So you just have to have some way to store them. I think some people put them on CD. Some people just stick them on a hard drive, which is what I'm doing. But, of course, inevitably, my hard drive is going to fill up. And I'm going to have probably another hard drive for my books. Because that's just, if I want to keep them, I'm going to have to keep them. Otherwise, I'll just have to download them every time I want to read one. And I don't know about you, but when you want to read a book, you want to read it right now. I suppose what probably could happen is that eventually there are going to be blank cartridges available and you can just put your books on a cartridge. But I don't know if you only have to put one book on a cartridge or if you can put more than one. I have no idea. And of course, there are going to be a few cartridges that are going to have half of a book on them and then the other half of a book on the other cartridge. So that's going to be interesting. So I don't know if cartridges are going to become cheap enough that you can buy them in mass as you could with tapes or CDs. So we'll just have to see how all of it pans out. But for now, I just download this stuff and keep it. And as I said, it's yours forever when you download a book. So I'm just thrilled. This is really, really a neat way to go with reading all these books. And I've got to tell you, I don't regret signing up for this program at all. In fact, what I'm probably going to end up doing is just keep borrowing hard copy, I guess that's the way you describe it, books from my library until I've got no more books on the list. And then from then on, I'll just be downloading books because I won't really need to be getting anything through the mail anymore. So the whole function of library service is going to change, at least for me, because I already download Braille books. I'll be downloading digital books, and my library won't have to be sending me boxes or containers of any sort anymore. So I can envision in a few years that's the way it's going to be. Those are my comments. I hope some of this has been a bit helpful to all of you, and thank you for listening.